Hello, hello, and welcome to Fights of the Round Table. I am your fill-in host slash moderator or something for the night, Joshua Hirth, and I am joined to my left with Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
Matt Swearingen.
Ayo.
John Dobson. And John Avery.
What's up?
Tonight, we have decided, since we have 32 episodes in the books.
We're starting a new year.
We were starting a new year. That's right. So we figure we start this one off with something a little different. We are going to debate what is our favorite episode thus far.
Is favorite or best?
Oh, that's a good question.
I want to say a good favorite question.
Okay.
So what do we think?
To convince other people to change their opinions.
Let's,
favorite's just about my feelings.
All right, so what do we think? Then now's a good opportunity to discuss this.
It's a good thing we don't, you know, talk about this ahead of time.
It's true. Good point.
If only there was somebody who had asked us several times and we had repeatedly ignored them.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't take it personally. It's fine.
I feel like favorite's better than best.
Works for me.
In this particular case.
Okay.
It'll generate better arguments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. These were randomly seated. So we are going
Why?
To... Because
seating is hard.
Yes. All right. We are going.
Are we lightning rounding? Because it's 32. I mean, that's kind of.
Yeah, we probably should. Right.
I think we probably should,
so we can get through this.
Yeah. Yes. I'm so glad we are very prepared for this episode.
Look, we've thought this all the thinking.
This is a well-oiled, highly polished machine, my friends.
All right, lightning round 1 vs. 32. Fictional weapon versus Batman villain part 2.
Okay,
Fictional weapon. I'm thinking weapon.
I literally don't remember fictional weapon at all, so I'm going to go Batman villain part 2.
Were you not here for that one? That was the one when we were discussing the, I guess it doesn't matter because we're talking about it, but.
What's your vote?
Lightning
round.
Fictional weapons.
Oh, okay. Okay,
okay. So what was yours, Edson?
Fictional weapon. It was already 3.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt,
3-1.
Fictional weapon?
What's up? No, I'm.
He said Batman villain 2. You're doing terrible as a moderator. So what's your choice?
Your vote. It's either 4-1 or 3-2.
Fictional weapon.
Okay, 4-1.
Fictional weapon.
4-1 then.
Okay, moving on.
Well, my fear of Batman villain 1 vs. 2 is out the window.
Yeah, that's over now.
All right, so let's move on here. Now we are going to...
The slowest lightning round in history.
Shut face.
If we were going to make an argument about that, mine would have been that we enjoyed it enough that we talked about it enough that it needed to be two parts.
Correct.
Yeah, but we're not, so let's move on. Thanksgiving side versus mascot fight. Cereal edition.
Ooh, oh, mascot.
The mascot fight was the
cereal edition was good.
Cereal edition was good.
5-0?
And tasty.
5-0.
Yeah.
5-0 mascot fight cereal edition moves on, gentlemen. All right. So I just have to confirm these here. All right. Next round, mascot fight grocery edition versus Christmas character with a twist. Which is very
Christmas character was good.
I don't know. I wasn't as thrilled with Christmas character as the mascot fight.
So I really enjoy our With a Twist episodes, but I think we kind of drew, like, we just was some unlucky draws on that one that there were some really, really obvious outcomes.
That's
and
fair.
So things that could have been
lightning
really
round.
Good discussions. Oh, sorry. I forgot.
So I gently reminded you.
Mascot.
Mascot.
Reminded.
Yeah, there was no violence.
So wait. Gentle. So we've got two mascots, one Christmas.
I'm going to stay with Christmas.
Okay.
Mascot.
I'm going to go with mascot fight.
So that's 4-1.
So 4-1 mascot fights.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen. That is fantastic.
Final four might be the mascots.
They were good episodes.
They were great episodes.
All right. Mascot fight restaurant edition versus.
Drafts in their three hearts.
Mascot fight restaurant edition versus non-Olympic event that should be.
No, non-Olympic event that should be. That thing right there was one of my favorites.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Mr. Avery?
Which mascot was it?
Restaurant.
Yeah. Definitely.
I honestly can't even remember.
It had tactical cows.
It did have tactical cows.
Ronald McDonald, that kind of stuff. It was a good one.
It was a good one.
But non-Olympic event was...
It was a lot of fun.
That one was one of my favorites.
Okay, so 5-0?
5-0.
Yeah.
All right. That is one of my favorites. Best Disney movie since 1995 versus Mascot Fight Products and Services Edition.
Best Disney movie.
Best Disney movie. That was our weakest mascot fight.
It was, and it was also one of our Disney was one of our best episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go Disney.
All right, 5-0. Congratulations.
So now we're never not going to worry about final four.
Yeah,
right.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
All right, Christmas songs versus Disney villains.
Oh, I really like Disney villains.
Christmas songs was really fun.
It was, and we had a lot.
Is that the one? I think that's one of the ones I missed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't we do like two lightning rounds in that?
Did we do 64 on that?
I think we did.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't remember.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it's also one of our most listened to episodes.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Christmas ones.
You can tell that I check on the metrics all the time.
You respond to those as well as you respond.
What was the other one again?
Basically,
Christmas song versus Disney villain.
Yeah, Christmas
these are both
song.
Guest ones. Didn't we have Alexis on Disney Villains?
Yes. We did. Yeah. And Jamie Lee was on Christmas songs.
I enjoyed Disney Villains. I felt like there was more layers to those conversations. I think the songs were just kind of like, no, I like that one more a lot.
Yeah. What if we switch these two? We did Christmas Villain and Disney Song.
That would be a great episode.
Right?
Both of those are episodes we should do.
Yes. I think it'd be fun. All
Somebody
right.
write them down.
Since we're doing the lightning round, Christmas song or Disney villain? Edson.
Disney villain.
Matt.
Disney villain.
Oh, Christmas song.
John.
Christmas song.
Christmas song. Oh, 2-2?
Yes.
Oh. Christmas song for me.
Who won it? Christmas song. Do you remember?
I do.
You remember?
Was it O Holy Night?
It was O Holy Night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I really wanted White Christmas to win both.
Oh,
I thought that'd have been awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, because we recorded
both
those
night
movies and songs.
Pull back the curtain. Yeah, that was two in one night, and they were both.
It was Disney song and Christmas villain. Those are two different episodes we'll have to record in the future.
Harry and Marv.
So, Harry, that's great. Or depending on who you ask, Kevin. Mm. So, all right, let's move right along to lightning round, which is not lightning-ish, because he's a sadist. Because what he does to those people, he could just ran and gone to the cops a million times and doesn't do that.
He's like 11. He doesn't. If you interacted with an 11-year-old, they're not thinking logically. We will have this conversation later. Keep going.
All right. I'm not saying I necessarily agree with it. I'm telling you that there's.
I
some
feel like there's some
it.
Editing in your future there.
All right. Avery. Best cereal versus sitcom since 2000.
Oh, best cereal.
Yeah. Cereal.
That was
cereal.
One. That is probably my 100%. Favorite episode, actually.
Yeah. Well, you left here with like 12 boxes of cereal that night.
In my stomach, yes.
It was.
You
like,
didn't have to keep pouring full
so
bowls.
Joyful and painful cereal. All at the same time.
I was on keto for like 3 solid months. It's the first sugar I had tasted. It was the best.
All right. Mascot Fight Final Four Edition versus Disney Sidekick.
Ooh.
Now, remember, the Final Four edition was very short.
It was so short.
It was just
four.
Yeah, I think that's got to be. Sidekick.
Yeah.
I'm going Sidekick.
Sidekick. Sidekick all around. Easy for me to say. Sidekick all around. 5-0.
Buy Tactical Cows.
Oh, I know.
Tactical Cows. They're not moving on. Don't give me that.
That was utterly despicable.
All right. Best smell. Versus weirdest pumpkin spice item.
Ooh, I really enjoyed the. So the thing is that I find all these weird pumpkin spice items for our next discussion.
We're gonna have a round two.
Yeah, basically, I'm gonna say weirdest pumpkin spice item.
Weirdest pumpkin spice item, Matt. John Dobson.
Yeah, pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice. That's
yeah.
two.
I'm trying to talk slowly, so.
It's fine.
Matt can.
I really do think that the pumpkin spice one was amazing, though.
It was. There's some crazy things.
I have found some insane things lately.
There were some crazy things.
A lot of good research in that one, too.
And there was a lot that
what
I didn't
was the
even
other
add to the list. Smell.
Worst smell? Or favorite smell?
Best smell.
Best smell. See, I actually do like. We
barbecue
were talking about this. I actually do like smell. Like, that's a genuine conversation that we would have for no reason. So I feel.
Like a woman.
Making love.
I think I'd have to go smell.
Smell. Hey, Matt.
Yeah, so for me, it would probably be best smell because I wasn't there for pumpkin spice item.
Oh, that's right.
Really? I don't remember
so
that.
So how could it be
fine.
My favorite if I wasn't there for it?
You could. Okay. It could still be your favorite.
It wasn't.
Even though I really enjoyed the winner of smell, I did not enjoy the entire episode as much as I enjoyed the weirdest pumpkin spice item. So I'm voting for pumpkin spice.
Good call.
So that moves on 3-2. Okay, and then we are on fictional vehicle versus best John.
Oh,
okay.
John Lennon lost, so John.
And then, yeah, and but so then, did but the TARDIS.
So did the TARDIS.
How did it do this to you?
You know what? Stupid randomizer.
Which one made him more angry? I think
TARDIS.
TARDIS.
John
TARDIS.
Oh, no. TARDIS. John Lennon.
TARDIS, John Lennon. TARDIS ruined the entire
episode. Dude, go
episode.
Back and listen. He quit the episode.
Yeah.
He voted that
he
way.
Did. That's
like,
true.
Like, I don't know if anyone ever picked up on this. He got another matchup wrong because he was so angry. He just put the wrong winner down.
Yeah, the next one. It was the very next one.
And yes, that one went like all the way through.
I voted against Santa Slay.
It was
Santa
Slay, and then he voted against it, and the rest of the episode was like, how did you guys vote against Santa Slay? Like, yeah. He was the swing vote.
And I still stand by the anger vote, and I was unhappy.
Well, but see, Edson was a spite vote for John Lennon.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right. But Matt was the
and
one.
And we've had well, such gold
fun.
On that.
This seems
fun. Right.
That's
still need
so
to make that
best
t-shirt.
John is our first full episode.
This is not a lightning round.
it's not at all a lightning round.
I don't care. It's like a thunderstorm round.
And
it's rumbling. It's somewhat there. You know something's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. It's our first full episode, and the 16 seed won,
right.
Which was fun.
Right. Which is how we figured out the seeding is hard.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And poor all sense. I have to do nowadays is just say John Lennon, and Josh just goes, I hate you so much.
He does become apoplectic. It's fantastic. All right.
Best John
best
for John. Me.
Best John.
If your vehicle's won.
All right. No, you're
it still a really
it's
good
gonna
moment.
It's going to be two because it's garbage. John Lennon. But the TARDIS. And the reason. Oh, you know what?
John.
The TARDIS is actually, the more
John
I think
Lennon,
about it,
but
is
the
legitimate
TARDIS.
Because it's a living thing. And so
it shouldn't
have
been
in the
bracket
in the first place. But I gave you guys ample opportunity to tell me that. So moving on. Best TV/movie trope versus movie trilogy.
Movie trilogy.
Movie trilogy.
Yeah.
That was super fun.
That was so much fun to do.
Yeah. Trilogy. I don't think I recorded.
That's why I probably enjoyed it so
that's
much.
What, yeah.
Are we 5-0-ing trilogy over trope?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I did record that. I honestly don't know. But I don't remember that episode that much.
Well.
You know, I had all those movies that were all threes.
Right.
Oh, that trilogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see how it was confusing.
The last matchup of the lightning round, quote unquote, Thanksgiving dessert versus MCU fight scene.
Oh, MCU fight scene.
MCU fight scene.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. That is 5-0 for MCU fight scene, gentlemen.
Dessert was another one we recorded two at the same time, and yeah. We're done by the time we started the second episode.
Did hold on.
We really picked up the pace at the end of the lightning round, John.
I know. After stalling for 5 minutes.
Okay, that is not the first. That is not the last. It just got cut off here because I was thinking to myself.
I was like, that was a fast 32.
Well, and I know we didn't do Christmas movie yet.
And true, true, true.
Something's not right, but fair. It got cut off on the. On
wow,
the
this is the slowest
MCU
lightning round ever.
Okay, speaking of MCU,
duo.
It's called a segue, gentlemen.
Side character.
Side character versus the most iconic duo.
Yeah, I think that was episodes 2-3.
I really like most iconic duo.
Side character was fun, but I liked most iconic duo as well. And it's the episode that probably made my wife the most angry.
Which one?
Iconic duo.
Why?
Because of mac and cheese, PB&J.
Mac and cheese over PB&J. Or PB&J over mac and cheese.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No, yeah, I would say iconic duo.
Iconic duo?
Yes.
Iconic duo?
Two.
Yeah.
Three.
Iconic duo? Avery?
Well, one dissenting.
That and my favorite
so
side
you're
character
gonna go
didn't
side
win.
Character?
I'm going to go side character.
Okay.
They're both really good episodes.
What are you going with?
They are. I'm going to go with iconic duo.
Who won side character? Was it?
Crap. Was it Erskine?
No.
No, he got really far.
No.
It was M'Baku. It was M'Baku over Luis.
Right. Over Luis.
It was M'Baku.
Yeah.
He's such a good character.
He really
he
is.
But so is Luis.
M'Baku.
So is Luis. That's right. All right. Form of potato versus chocolate candy.
I thought you were just turning
chocolate
into
chocolate candy.
Twin.
I got to eat them.
Yep.
Chocolate
candy.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Well,
too.
Technically, it was chocolate candy and Reese's Pieces.
Well, we eliminated them, so shut up, John. We also had something in there twice, so
if
it wasn't our best show.
We also recorded it twice.
The that best. Was doomed from the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I ate so much candy, though, guys.
So much candy. Almond Joys for days. I still want to do best non-chocolate candy, but you guys are like, meh.
That's stupid.
Wow, you're stupid. Boom. Roasted. All right. Form a potato, chocolate candy.
Candy.
Edson.
Chocolate candy. I thought we already did this.
Yeah, chocolate
candy.
Chocolate candy?
Candy.
Okay, I'm giving form potato one because I love potatoes.
No, you love vodka.
All right. Batman villain part one versus best mask.
We had the is Batman's cowl a mask?
And is Darth Vader's
and is Vader,
mask?
Yeah.
Right.
Debate on those. Best mask was fun.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the Batman
film. I also didn't record any of the Batman episodes. So.
Right. We had Tim in for those. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you did.
And then we got Batman villain. You got one for Batman villain. Batman Matt villain. Is mask.
I'm going to go Batman villain.
Batman villain.
Mask.
Mask.
So 2-1.
Yeah, I think I'm going Batman villain. Because there were some very generic masks that we just kind of had to throw in to fill the
part. I don't know that that plague mask was pretty cool.
Yeah, it really was.
It was pretty cool.
All right, Batman villain moves on 3-2. I thought mask was better, personally. But
not sure
I thought it was more of a fun argument. All right, best team with the twist. If you guys remember that one, that's where we put
that
the scenario.
That was
the first time
fun.
We did a twist, yes.
Versus Christmas movie.
Ooh.
Another one of our highest ranking.
I wasn't in Christmas listeners. Movie because I was busy trying to save lives.
Didn't in Best Team with a Twist, Parks and Rec gang defeat the Justice League in a battle of the bands?
Yes.
I do believe
because
so.
Because of Andy.
Yes. So I'm going to say...
Well, and Ron Swanson.
And Ron Swanson.
Okay, so here's
yeah.
my thing about Christmas
Duke
movie.
Silver.
Because you weren't there for it. But it is my... we've not actually had a ton of times where one of us, like, swayed the vote with an argument. And that's probably the only time I actually have.
With It's a Wonderful
movie,
Life.
With It's a Wonderful Life. It was going down hard, and I gave my full speech for it in the first round.
It's true.
And I think we made it a couple rounds.
It did.
It did.
I went home and watched it.
Yeah. So did Jamie Lee. And then said, well, I never need to watch this again.
Cried again this Christmas.
See?
Didn't even get to it. I saw 3 Christmas movies this Christmas.
All right. So
yeah, but hold on. You're bearing the lead here. You finally watched Christmas Vacation.
There you go.
That's
Attaboy.
The only one you need to watch anyway. So it's fine.
Also, we did... I'm pretty sure we did like 64 songs and we did like eight movies.
Yeah.
And the movies episode is longer.
Yes.
Which I know is sometimes like a downfall of things, but I'm going to say like we were interested enough in that episode that we, with only 8, had that much to talk about.
Yes.
And it wasn't because we kept getting sidetracked. Like we had actually that much to discuss about those movies.
We discussed so much, like it wasn't almost like a lightning round. Okay, best team with a twist versus Christmas movie.
Best team with a twist.
One.
Christmas movies.
Christmas movies.
Two.
Team with a twist.
Two. I'm going to go team with a twist. Nice. Sorry to my wife who was on that episode and was fantastic and lovely.
You voted down both of her episodes.
Yeah, well, she should do better.
They're not sleeping in the same room anyway.
Yeah, thanks, COVID. All right, so that is it for our first round. Let's move on.
Are you sure?
I don't know. This app keeps like, this is dumb. All right.
Cynics, if you're listening to this, we would still love it if you would build one.
Right. Okay, so fictional weapon versus mascot fight cereal edition.
And this is officially round 2?
This is officially round 2.
So now we can start talking about
it? We are now, quote unquote, allowed to discuss. For realsies this time.
I think the whole, like, Tony the Tiger. Who was it? It was Tony the Tiger versus somebody else. And we realized, like, tigers, like, don't have a predator.
Right. They're apex.
Oh, yeah. Like, they are it.
Was it the Coke polar bear?
Yes.
Did
yes,
that
it
actually
was.
Happen?
I thought it was Toucan Sam.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't Toucan Sam.
That we needed to get that far into the debate about it.
No, it could have been the Coke cereal, Coke Bowl, because it's a cereal edition.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'm blending all the Coke episodes. Cereal.
That's what it was. So when we did the final four. Yeah, it was the polar bears versus that. I don't know. The mascot episodes were so much fun.
Yes,
but we're talking about the cereal mascot.
Well,
right,
but
yeah,
that
one
was.
Well, wasn't it Captain Crunch? Didn't he come down to a final at least he got. He advanced pretty far because of the fact that
tactician,
you know, right? And he's running an armada.
We took him over. Right?
And he has a
leprechaun.
Sword.
Right, magical
Yeah, that was probably a miss in hindsight.
I don't know. What we don't know what his magical details are, though.
Better than, like, a dude that doesn't even wear a proper military uniform. So,
I thought the fictional weapon one was a lot of fun. That was the one with the Sword of Omens, and
it was
the power sword, and
it was fun.
The bowcaster,
but I think like just straight up debate
the bowcaster
almost does it disservice. Like we should have been like,
Chewbacca's
you have a
bowcaster.
Fight. Yes, go back and listen to the episode.
I'm trying to get the noise.
We can definitely re-debate.
There it is.
That was beautiful. Warms my heart.
That is one of my favorites.
We could definitely re-debate any of those if we assigned each of the mascots a random fictional weapon.
Ooh. And then, so like
let's stop this now. Let's do that one.
So a serial mascot with a twist.
Yeah.
With a fictional, oh man,
Hunger so, Games,
and just match
we
them up like the one
game.
Seed. So the one seed mascot has the
write
one
it down,
seed
Edson.
Weapon.
We call it the Hunger Games. Beautiful.
That everyone, that is literally like I won't be on it if that's not our next episode.
Right.
So get ready for that one. That's a sneak preview.
It'll be right. Behind the paywall.
All right. So,
it's cereals.
Cereals.
Yeah.
Cereal. It's an, all right. Four it's going to be 1-4.
4-1, you mean?
Yep.
No, because fictional weapons on top. So, it's 1-4. Mascot fight cereals was the home team, so they're on the bottom. All right, moving on.
Wearing white.
Mascot fight grocery edition versus non-Olympic event but should have been. I still want to do Olympic events that shouldn't be, but it's fine. Yeah. Rhythmic gymnastics, I'm looking at
ice
you.
Ice dancing.
It's fine.
Yeah, basically. I really feel like the Olympics one is hands down one of my favorite episodes.
It really is.
I think that one is definitely better than the grocery edition.
Grocery,
for sure.
Grocery was good, though, because then we got into the physics of the Kool-Aid Man.
We literally did the math on how thick the glass would have been. Didn't we?
So we did. We did.
Because that was like could Tony the Tiger crack. Or no, he was cereals. What
was
his match?
No, it was,
it was the polar bear.
Was that the polar bear?
That was the polar bear.
Okay.
Because we were trying to figure out like how much force they could swipe with.
I know for a fact that polar bears can run 35 miles an hour.
And giraffes have three hearts?
And giraffes have three hearts.
Is that giraffes?
No, that was the toys, because
that was
Toys
R Us.
Yeah,
that
would have been the... Okay.
It was,
all right, so...
Problem that already lost.
I don't know what
it was. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And just so our listeners know, we made a difference with that. Because you get a different result now
Google's
if you Google how many hearts do giraffes have.
You're welcome.
By the way, I forgot to mention this in the other round, but every time there is a Frosted Flakes commercial, my son points out the fact that Tony has no teeth and no claws.
Yeah, I get
and
that.
Anyone.
He's just not showing them so he doesn't scare the kids.
Claws retract, brah.
That's what I said. But apparently he had his teeth removed because he did have them back in the old days.
We saw pictures with teeth. We did our research.
I mean, it was black and white. But
we did a lot of research.
While we were debating.
That was when we talked about Chef Boyardee being like
that was a
in
Zoom
the mafia.
Too, like, we all had computers in front of us.
Your son literally brought that up to me in the last week.
That doesn't
the Tony the Tiger thing. And I was like, bro, we did our research. He has teeth.
He kind of holds a grudge.
So
he gets that from his mother. All right, mascot fight grocery versus non-Olympic event that should be.
I'm going non-Olympic event that should be because I want to see the Navy SEALs compete in paintball.
Me too.
Yep.
All right, Edson.
100%. That's what I want to see
non-Olympic
in my
lifetime.
Event? Yep.
Non-Olympic? John Avery?
I'm going cereal.
Cereal? No. Nope. Okay.
Grocery.
Mascot.
Not an option.
All right. It is 1-4 again.
Back. It's his fault.
It is. Non-Olympic event moves on.
We could definitely institute a rule where if you vote for something that's not an option, you don't get a vote that round.
Ooh. New year, new us. I'm saying.
Out. Can we also...
Wait. That means that Matt wouldn't vote most
it's
of the time.
Dangerous to all of us.
It'd be like, what are we voting on?
Yeah. No. Like, regularly, I wouldn't get to vote.
All right, this one's going to be a tough one, gentlemen.
No, your thing isn't voting for the wrong one. Yours is just not knowing what we're on.
Yeah, I mean, half the time I don't know what's going on. So.
I think we're all in that boat.
I think it's more than half.
Okay, Disney movies since 1995 versus best Christmas song.
I think for me it's Disney movie like you pointed out last round or at the end of last round, movies was longer than song, and there were like quadruple the number of songs. Like,
I mean, I feel like most movies are longer than songs,
but I feel like there was more substance than Disney.
I spent like 2 days prepping for that conversation for the best Disney
movie. The Disney one?
Yeah.
It's a good one. I'm going Disney.
Edson?
Disney.
Dobson?
Yeah, I mean, I love Christmas songs, but the Disney episode was, I still think was one of our best episodes we recorded.
Mr. Avery?
Disney.
I think it is a 5-0. All right, so Disney, best Disney movie since 1985
moves on. Now he's voted Jamie Lee out of both of her episodes.
Yeah, well.
Facts.
I voted against her the whole time, so that's fine. Okay, best cereal versus Disney sidekick. I'm just going to put 5-0 for cereal, move on,
yep.
Right? Okay.
I mean,
no need to discuss that.
I would redo that episode again right now, actually. That was that was fun.
If it was on the table.
Oh.
Wow. Hurtful. I would never do puns like that. Okay, weirdest pumpkin spice item versus some other one. So 5-0, weirdest pumpkin spice item, moving
What's
on.
What's the other one?
Shut up. It's probably not Best John.
Best John it is for
yes,
me.
John
it
Definitely is. Best John.
Best John.
That's the one where John Lennon loses, right?
That best I think John. That's the one that happens. Isn't that our first episode that we did?
Yep.
Yeah.
The first episode.
It's the first official episode.
We did a test run. Episode 0.
Episode 0.
Yeah.
We didn't, strangely enough, we didn't mention John Lennon in that episode.
True, true, true.
That's why we never posted it.
Yeah, probably why.
It was also about burgers.
It was a good episode.
It was.
It was, actually. Yeah. Behind Wendy's. The paywall.
We Baconators for everybody,
we
Wendy's.
We need to do that one with a more full bracket and have the burgers.
Yeah. The problem is, if we did that, okay, so people who are unaware of what we're talking about.
Which is everyone, because it's just us
that's true.
Did it.
Episode 0 for us was our test run to see if we were able to even do something this way. And even though we weren't, we still did it anyway. But it was best fast food burger, and we only did 4.
Yeah.
And we did the Whopper.
We did a bacon.
A Baconator.
Yep, Baconator.
Culver's.
Whopper. Culver's
Butterburger.
So we could do 8.
And then we did, what was the fourth one?
It was a Quarter Pounder.
Yeah, that's right, because none of us liked the Big Mac.
Sorry, it was a double Quarter Pounder, because that was Matt's revelation that a double Quarter Pounder is in fact
a half pound.
It's a half pounder.
Right. So,
who knew?
Royale
so we
with
should,
cheese.
We should do that. I'd be game with that. The problem is that if we go and get all that food and bring it here, by the time you get to that last one you're doing, it's cold and it's not the same.
Yeah.
Warmer.
We would probably need to do like an 8.
We could do 8. We could do
8. Yeah, we could do 8.
We could do 8. We could each go. We would. It would have to be like a synchronized dance for us to.
What
like,
we do is we send the wives out.
Because you got what? McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Culver's, Five Guys.
I love
guys.
The fact that we're discussing another episode.
Right. We've discussed a lot of episodes in this episode. Write down the burgers episode and
you
let's move on.
You can have more from a couple of those. Like you could do.
This
Butter
is actually
burger,
a good preview
Culver's
for
Deluxe.
The year. I cannot wait to write this description.
Whatever. Yeah.
Talking about all these old episodes is giving me a lot of ideas for new episodes.
But, hey guys, just so you know, Edson said he can't Steak wait to shake. Write the new description for this one, but we will, because we always wait for you to write the description.
Just so everybody's aware, most of our episodes would have posted about 48 hours sooner.
if our sound guy had actually posted the thing up.
It's like 70-30, okay?
All right, let's move on. That one moved on, of course.
So wait, what one?
I don't know. Don't worry about it. What
Best John.
Best John.
Best John moved on.
I didn't even remember 5-0. What the matchup was.
All right. Movie trilogy versus MCU fight scene.
Ooh. It's MCU
fight scene.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. That was
quick. Even if it did leave us some really good fights out of the MCU fight scene.
Right. And
there's a lot of movies.
I know.
Getting it down to 16 fights is tough.
It was. I don't know. I feel like we could like revisit that at some future time.
Okay.
Always new movies coming out.
That's true. Yeah.
Do one for every saga.
Right? Shang-Chi had some great fight scenes in it.
There are.
Yes.
The new Spider-Man.
Yes. Which I would have put any one of the fights in the new Spider-Man over the one against Mysterio any day of the week.
Yes.
But agreed.
Yep.
Okay. Let's move on to the next round.
I didn't cry in the fight against Mysterio.
I didn't cry in the new Spider-Man.
Oh. Cool. So 4 of us have souls and one of us doesn't. All right. Nice. Okay. Moving on. This is our next round. Mascot Fights Cereal Edition.
No.
Versus non-Olympic event that should be.
Okay. All right. As much as I enjoyed the mascots, I really feel like the creativity that we had managed to have that Cynix came up with for the Olympic events is a lot more fun.
So did Tiger Milk come from the mascot fights or from us eating the
cereals? Cereal. Came from the cereals, from actually yeah. us.
All right,
actually
that matters to me, and not Olympic event it is.
Yeah, to me, non-Olympic event.
That's a
that
really
makes
good
me so
argument.
Happy.
If I was to explain somebody like what we were doing, I would have them go to the non-Olympic event one because I think that kind of encapsulates the heart of what we were trying to do as this podcast, right? Like,
I would
stupid
say best
discussion,
John, but yes.
What?
I would direct them actually to best John for that.
Really?
But yes.
Start from the bottom. Now we hear.
Oh my god. I mean, I just think like the non-Olympic event is so insane. It's just so weird and so twisted that.
Honestly, multiple events in the non-Olympic event have become games at camp.
100%.
Yes.
They're and perfect youth group
really
games.
Fantastic games,
good,
too.
Good, beloved games.
Yep. My team has won twice.
All right. So then we're saying 5-0.
Are you undefeated? Make the bet relay?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. So wait.
Very proud of that.
Because I haven't actually gone to camp. What games have you started playing at camp?
Okay, so we've done Make the Bed Relay.
Okay.
Which is actually a camp favorite.
It's quite popular.
So good.
We make them sprint back to their cabins to get one piece of it and like, then come back and it's a relay.
We have air mattresses, one for each team. Yep. And they have to, yeah, so they have to get fitted sheet, top sheet, blanket,
pillowcase.
And pillowcase.
That's legit.
It's so much
fun.
It has
to be from different beds. It can't be from like the same room.
Right. So
and there's so much strategy involved
in it. You have to be strategic about which kids you're putting in the relay because it's not just about who is fastest on your team. It's about whose dorm is the closest.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
So there's like a combo.
Right. There's another one. What was the other one we did?
Kickball? It was Matt. Well, we've done kickball.
Yeah.
We've done paintball.
Yes, I think we've done paintball.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think through that.
Wasn't the mattress surfing? Race?
No, that wasn't
on there.
The mattress surfing isn't.
No, that's
wasn't
not
on
from
episode.
That episode.
Well, either way,
didn't we do a grocery carrying?
The grocery? No, we didn't do it. But that was one that.
I'd have to go back and like.
I'd need to go back and listen.
I feel like I'm going to be going back and listening to a lot of episodes after this.
And you should too, folks. Okay, mascot fight cereal versus non-Olympic event. Edson.
Non-Olympic event.
Matt.
Non-Olympic event by Tony.
Dobson.
Non-Olympic event.
Avery.
I'm going cereal. I doing the research in, like, while we were debating all that was fun. Like, just looking up all the different iterations and how fast tigers are.
So, and for favorite, being in the room together makes them more fun. And we
well,
were
those
in,
are both Zoom.
No.
Mascot fights were Zoom.
Mascot fight was Zoom, but the best Olympic event was in person, wasn't it?
Some of the mascot
way in my brain, so maybe they're both Zoom.
Wait a minute, some of the mascot ones were Zoom. I think the Kool-Aid Man one was in person.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure all of the like anything from like 2 to 8, I think was all Zoom.
Really?
There was a long time we did Zoom.
Thanks, COVID. All right, let's move on.
Oh, the stupid crickets.
Anytime you hear birds chirping.
Right, the birds and crickets at Edson's house.
Birds at your house. Ridiculous.
Wow, impressive that he lives that far away from civilization.
I know.
Basically.
No walls.
It's true. Okay.
No walls.
Not all of us can afford houses, okay, guys?
Nobody can afford houses these days.
That is so true.
Okay, Disney movie since 1995 versus best cereal.
Best cereal. Tiger Milk.
That's easy. Yeah, Tiger Milk wins.
Right, seriously, that argument swayed me in the last round.
5-0, gentlemen? Okay.
It was so fun.
It was,
no,
it was so good.
We had different types of milk. Like, it was the whole... It was so good.
It was so good.
We even took a picture of that episode. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was memorable.
Best John versus MCU fight scene.
MCU fight scene.
No. Best John.
Best John.
Best John. We're not going to have any discussion here.
So,
just gonna
so I feel like the best John is more of who we are about some of the things that
disagree.
As far as what we discuss and argue about.
I disagree 100%.
It's completely pointless, right? No. The The best John is, it's completely pointless. It's completely random. We throw people together that don't deserve to be argued about together.
Yes, like John Watson and John Lennon.
Right.
Morons. Seems fun.
And
versus
the John. And like, I don't know. It was super fun, and it's super random and nothingness. But my favorite episode to listen to is MCU fight scenes.
I think it's
the closest we've been to being experts on anything.
It's so, for real, though. It's so in-depth our arguments are.
Cereal?
Come on. We gave Nat Geo a run for its money with our discussions on tigers and polar bears.
It's fair. And giraffes.
And giraffes.
Oh, my gosh. Somewhere Steve Irwin is rolling his eyes at us.
It's heaven.
I think MCU fight scene better encapsulates who we are. Because we would literally have that discussion at any point in time.
Yes.
This is true.
I have to go back and listen to that episode again.
It's super fun.
You want me to pause recording and you go do that now?
No.
Okay. And honestly, the entire like when I re-listen to it, the entire time I'm like, man, everyone's making good points. Yeah. Like the whole episode. Like everybody's making good points.
What fight scene won?
Trio. Trios. Versus Thanos. Cap, Iron Man, and Thor versus Thanos.
That one over the...
Over portals, yeah.
Yes. Over portals, okay.
Portals was number two.
Yeah.
I remember it came
and
down
and
to...
Also, those two came down to the...
Yeah.
That was 1-2 seed, and they were the final.
Yes.
Yeah.
We decided to make them separate because combined they're like 27 minutes or something.
It's also not fair to anything else. Like,
sure. Correct.
Yeah.
We'd have
the
to
culmination
best...
of the universe so far.
Right. We'd have to do best MCU fight scene, not
Captain...
putting that.
Cap? After...
So wait, Captain Planet... And
did you want to know who he meant by Cap?
No.
Because I'm going to be real offended.
I'm trying to figure out what...
Cap, Tony, and Thor fighting versus... Thanos after he blows up the Avengers compound after Hulk snaps.
I don't understand how you're having to explain this to him.
He wasn't here
trios,
for it.
I knew what it meant.
Okay, like, during like the portal scene.
Before.
Okay, yeah.
The distinction there was...
The music changes.
Yeah, and as soon as the portal opens up...
He wonders how he's not the
left.
Expendable person.
Still irreplaceable.
Sorry, Jack.
It is the closest we've ever been to being experts on something. I think you encapsulated it perfectly, John.
Yeah, and then this guy's like, wait, what are we talking about?
He wasn't here for
and
it.
We
it's
subbed
okay.
him out for Fikert, so it was like everybody really knew.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
So wait, I wasn't here for that episode?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No.
I wasn't going to mention it, but...
All right. So is it 5-0?
No, I want to give one to...
One to the Johns?
Oh, I'm giving one to Johns. John Lennon lost, and it made you so angry for years.
It will always make me angry.
That's going to stick with me forever.
The fact that you guys voted... We had to go, like, at some point, two of you were like, who's John Watson? And then you voted him over John Lennon, even though you didn't know he was even named John.
It's one of my favorite
It's ridiculous. And
honestly,
it's
great.
It's my bad. It was a mistake on my part. I just, when I was voting, it was
2-0
Lennon.
Josh
it was
2-0 and I both
Lennon.
Already voted for Lennon.
And I was like, I think Watson should get one. He's a good character. It was like a mercy. This seems fun.
That's true.
Away vote.
That's very true.
And it was, I regret it, you know, honestly, for my integrity, but not for fun.
Okay, so MCU fight scene moves on 3-2. I'm done listening to this garbage. let's move on to the next round. All right, so the next matchup, not next round, but next matchup. Hey, it did it again. We it's fine. Iconic duo versus chocolate candy. Oh, man. So these next two matchups are actually from last round, and it cut it off again.
Okay.
So we're
you're the worst moderator ever.
So here's the deal.
Cynics, we need you back.
Chocolate candy, we got to eat them all.
Right.
We did not. We didn't eat a single iconic duo.
We didn't. And there were several we could have.
That's true.
But we, an iconic duo, when we voted down mac and cheese and had PB&J move on, we were recording that one from our homes. It was during COVID. Yeah.
Didn't your wife start attacking
Katie,
you?
Katie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Overheard that, like, in the next room in their house, called Abby, and Abby came storming into the room that I was recording that episode in.
You're looking away for the whole next round.
To confront me on the fact that we had chosen wrong. I had to, like, mute my mic. She's, like, yelling at me.
I see no problem.
And honestly, it really encapsulates what makes this a fun idea
of a podcast for me. Like, that's one of the few moments of like, man, that was, that's the fun of this.
Honestly, the, it's like, it's the argument of it is debate, what,
but like my wife came storming into the room.
How the because her friend insignificant things that we say are like, you were out of your mind and completely blow up on. That is, that is what makes this
the
fun.
Best part is we don't do it intentionally.
Oh, yeah.
So we may be wrong. People think we're idiots, but it comes from a legit place.
Are we ever really wrong?
Inuits?
I said, are we ever really wrong?
No.
No. All right. So it's time to vote, gentlemen. Iconic duo, chocolate
candy. Is
this
a lightning round?
No, but it's getting late.
Iconic duo.
Iconic duo.
Duo.
It's duos.
Yeah, I think duos is, again, one of those ones that it is.
I just
definitely enjoyed the
chocolate candies. It's just so, I'm so fond of it since we recorded it so many times.
I'm actually a little burned by that one because it got messed up.
Because the entire file was corrupt?
Yep.
Okay. Best Batman villain part one versus best team with a twist.
Team
with a twist.
That one was easy.
The ones with the twist are so much fun to me. And just because
I'm not sure how Batman got that far.
Oh, it actually technically didn't. Remember? Because it didn't make it to the round. So we'll just go ahead and start at the bottom here with this one because it's the last one available. And that is going to be Iconic Duo versus Best Team with a Twist.
Ooh.
As you can tell, that last portion of the bracket completely got cut off.
Iconic Duos for me. And I don't have a great reason why. I just enjoyed that one more, I think.
I feel like there was a lot more diversity in the Iconic Duos.
Wait, what do you mean diversity?
What?
What do you mean by diversity?
Batman like, and I mean, Robin like, and Mac and Cheese.
Right. Like,
were in the oh, bracket. Okay. Right. I get you.
Yeah. I mean, what do you mean, you people?
I don't know. I mean, we had Parks and Rec.
And the Justice League.
And the Justice League.
I don't know. But
that one was really, really good. I like Christopher's character with a twist, but Team with a Twist was incredible.
Yeah, I think.
Teams with a Twist was fun. Honestly, the with the twist ones are super fun, but it's
only
very
get,
sink or swim.
Right, only if you like get the right...
The situation that's drawn matters right. a
as
lot,
much as
obviously.
As with a twist, you can kind of come to a logical conclusion. I think the, like, our end of having to bring an argument to the table was better in duos. Yeah, I feel like the content of duos is probably better. Like, it's deeper. Twist is really fun and funny, but... I think you can get that at duos and like more depth to it. And it was the origination of the Chewy.
And Batman and Robin won, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As it should be. Okay.
They are the most iconic duo. So
I agree.
Yep.
Dynamic.
They're at least the most dynamic. Is that what you said?
No. Yes.
So duos?
Duos.
Hey, duos all around?
Yeah.
Duos all around. All right.
Ten
which
points.
Is funny because, like you said, John, I think the best team with the twists is incredibly fun, and I would do every episode that way if we wanted to, with just random, you know, weird things. So,
because the twist makes it so where it doesn't really matter what the person or team is,
right?
Yeah,
I mean it's really the equivalent of the mascot fight to the death, right? Because you can have what's a better mascot. Fighting to the death puts a parameter in there that's a little different, and we have something to focus on. I like it. Okay. Best non-Olympic event, but should be, versus best cereal.
By Olympic event.
Yeah. I mean, like, the best cereal is one of my favorites just because I got to experience that in firsthand.
That experience was great.
I still will reference it in my household when I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to have Tricks or something, and my wife's like, Tricks are disgusting. I'm like, excuse me, they actually have a very citrusy flavor. You can be like,
I brought that episode up in the last week with somebody. They were talking about the Walmart bags of cereal, and I was like, yes, in there I discovered that some of the off-brand cereals are better.
Yes, 100% done. Yeah,
because I like had an idea of what the cereal was from eating the off-brand one, and then when we brought in like the name brand one, I was like, nah.
And it also
yeah, I think it was Fruity Pebbles was the total dud.
We have the off-brand Fruity Pebbles at home right now, and I would eat those all the time.
They're so
the
good.
Cocoa, or no, the
It was Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, yeah, that was Cocoa. Puffs. It was Cocoa.
Puffs were also, no, yeah.
Cocoa Krispies and Cocoa Puffs were both
Cocoa Krispies versus Rice Krispies. Or not the Rice Krispies.
Cocoa Pebbles?
Cocoa Pebbles.
Did we end
versus
up with Pebbles versus Krispies? Yeah.
Honestly, the range on the amount of chocolate on chocolate cereals was like
staggering.
Super
there was,
surprising.
There was one that was like not chocolatey at all.
And then
Cocoa
there was something
Krispies,
that was crazy
not
chocolate.
Cocoa Krispies. Cocoa,
no, Cocoa Krispies and Cocoa Puffs were both really
Cocoa
bad.
Krispies. Yeah.
And that's what I grew up on, and they've changed.
They have lessened the chocolate.
But I think the or Cocoa Pebbles changed. Were like, they like took everybody's chocolate, and we were like, yeah, we'll just add more to ours.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. So one of our, I believe he listens, but he's in England, and so he votes on all of our stuff on the Instagram poll. Mm-hmm. And he's, but anyway, so he was, because he's in England, he doesn't get a lot of American cereals. So he found the other day a couple of American cereals at his local grocery store, and it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Peanut Butter Crunch.
Nice.
And I was like, so I posted from ours that we are all very big fans of his cereal choices because those ones went
God bless
real
America.
Far. Real far.
Yeah.
Yep. So all that to say, Olympic sport.
Really?
Yeah.
You like that one better?
I think so.
Oh. An athlete.
That's true.
Clearly.
I had so much fun with cereals. So if we're going my favorite, it's cereals.
Okay. So is it one to...
We are going favorite, aren't we?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, because cereal is...
I think we're watching this one.
Yeah, we're just doing whatever.
What else is new?
Right.
But you're saying I have to choose.
I'm saying, theoretically, if you had to choose in a podcast-type situation, what would it be? Matt.
Cereal.
Avery.
Cereal.
John Dobson.
How would you vote?
John Dobson. You didn't want to moderate tonight, so I get to call the names.
Yeah, no, I don't know. The Olympic sports were so much fun. They really were a lot of fun, and like I feel like we could actually make a change with that.
Communicating for a change.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's what this podcast is about.
But the cereal was so delicious.
It was, and it was so much fun.
It was.
And it's something, it gets, like Matt said, it gets brought up all the time, at least in my house.
Cereal. Yeah, cereal? I'm going to go cereal.
That's 3-0 cereal? Ed wants to go last.
Matter.
I'm going to go non-Olympic event. As much as I love cereal,
I'll
I love
stick with you.
Cereal.
Non-Olympic event.
It was so much
we'll
fun to do.
We'll make it a split decision because
I respect that.
I could easily have gone just the other way and just said cereal too. So.
Okay, best cereal moves on, and I'm not upset about it. I don't know about you guys, but I'm good. MCU fight scene versus iconic duo.
MCU fight scene.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Why do you think iconic duo?
Because I was there for that one.
So MCU fight scene it is.
I don't know. I feel like the iconic duo was just...
Iconic?
Yeah, well, it's also fun. It was fun to argue the merits of Mac and Cheese over Batman and Robin. I mean, not that that was the matchup, but you know what I mean? Like it was.
Yes.
That
they're so different.
But right. You and John Avery sitting there watching... all of the fight scenes while we recorded the episode was super fun because we would like be debating stuff and you'd be like, it's seven. There's seven guys in the room. Like so confidently. I'd be like, how do you seriously? Like, I feel like I know these well, but like the detail. And then I realized like they're watching them. Like they're literally
that
like,
was actually a lot
like
of fun.
Actively watching the episode right now.
That's true. That's true.
Episode movie.
The scene.
This is definitely one of the duos. In my mind, at least, was more fun. Not that MCU wasn't, but it was just a very straightforward, like, we need to get the right answer.
That's true.
Feel
so iconic
I
duo
the
was
crap out of that, though. That's the personality at play here. But, like,
right.
I really enjoy some of our super random ones, but, like, I, for something like that, that we would regularly debate.
Wait. Because I'm an Enneagram 3, so, like, you have to get these right regardless. So,
I don't know. I feel like with like the fight scene one, like you said, like you, it feels like there has to be a right answer. Whereas with the duos, like it doesn't
right
matter
answer.
At all. Yet your wife will come storming in the room, screaming at you about how you just made the wrong decision by voting out mac and cheese over PB&J. Like
yeah,
I don't feel like people got that worked up about.
We made the right decision.
The MCU. Oh, we did PB. Come on, PB&J.
Right. No, but I think if we didn't choose that one, if we would have chosen the fight scene from Ragnarok, right, over
we were
the
right
two.
Is yeah.
Right. So I'm saying, so like, but John's saying like people wouldn't have been, I think people would have been upset about it. I think other people who listen to them would argue
because,
with us.
Really? Because I think that we're right no matter what.
I think people
we're right
like,
no matter what?
Yeah. I think people like MCU movies and fight scenes. So are some better than others? Yes, but they're all good.
No, that's not true.
They're mostly
so the,
all good.
Okay.
But so are the iconic duos.
Right. But that, like, again, people get worked up. Like, they would say, no. Like, mac and cheese is better than peanut butter and jelly. Like, that is way more iconic than, you know, like, yeah. than the other. Like, they would get really worked up about that. Whereas if you would have gone Portals over Trios, I would have been like, yeah.
He would have walked out.
Like,
he being Matt Swearingen.
Terrible.
If we chose Portals
choice.
Over Trios?
It would have been a terrible choice.
And I get that you're saying people as a whole, but like I was pretty ticked off that the Battle of Wakanda did not... That was a good one. The Battle of Wakanda didn't move forward because that's the best Thor scene, fight scene,
it's
that
so
we've
good.
Had so
that
far.
Is actually.
It is the most powerful version
the wrong
of Thor
thing.
We've seen.
You guys
it's
did
true.
The wrong thing.
So, but Trios, so...
All right, so let's vote. Edson, MCU fight scene, iconic duo.
Iconic duo.
Iconic duo one. Matt.
Fight scene.
1-1.
Duo.
1-2. John Avery.
Fight scene.
Ooh, 2-2. Ooh, I should have moved to this one so I didn't have to be the last person. What are we,
you're
what are we
literally
arguing?
The this moderator. You could have done that anyway.
You're the moderator. Shut up. All right, so I'm going to say, so if I moosed it, I'd have been the last one anyway, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, but now you just have to pick one.
Now I have to pick one. This is ridiculous. Okay, I'm going to say that iconic duo.
Yes. I really thought we were getting a spite vote.
I thought so, too.
I don't believe in spite votes.
Only because it was
so
the
angry,
two of us.
The only time I ever spite voted... was when I was so angry that I didn't realize.
I was going to bring up the fact, like,
it was rage,
I was going to bring
bro.
Up the
that
fact that,
spite,
like,
but...
Matt's the one that started that whole thing, so.
All right, so.
Spite vote?
Yes. Well, no, that, this is fun.
The unaware vote is what right. I would like to call that.
The unaware vote.
Gentlemen, after 32 episodes and a bunch of discussion, we are down to our championship.
Wait, are we sure?
Probably. If not, we're going to leave it at this and see if anybody notices. Best cereal versus iconic duo.
Ooh, that's easy for me.
Yeah, I don't feel like I need to discuss this, honestly. It's best cereal. That was so fun. It is my favorite one.
I
got to eat so much good, tasty cereal. Have great in-depth conversation.
We talked about crunch and mouthfeel.
We did.
Yes.
We did.
There's some science in that episode.
What kind of residue it left in the milk.
Okay, yes. So and on your tongue, because yes. I still stand by the fact that Cinnamon Toast Crunch is better dry than with milk because of that film you get in your tongue. So,
yeah, I mean.
You can prove me wrong. Go get another box and we'll eat right now. I dare you.
Yes, please.
I have to say, like, it's been fun doing this episode because I like remembering all the great conversations right. we've had
oh, yeah.
over the past 32 episodes.
Yeah,
it's been good, guys.
All right,
it's
yeah.
been fun.
But the best one we did was
best cereal.
Matt,
cereal.
Avery,
I'm going cereal.
And in an amazing 5-0 victory, best cereal is what we determined to be our favorite slash best episode
slash something
to date.
We really like food.
We do like food.
As evidenced by our body types.
So we have
I am
at
fit
some
as
point
a fiddle.
I think that's a cello.
Or a bass.
So we have discussed doing best ice cream flavor, which we have a local place we can go and do that at, which would be great. What else? Would breast burger?
Yep,
yeah.
For sure.
So
different episode.
Patreon. What do you say behind the paywall?
Yeah. So we've been discussing a few different other options for best food because we want to eat food. So
best ice cream.
Again, if you people out there that are listening, if there's anybody out there and you have ideas of something you want to hear us argue about, please feel free to let us know via some sort of platform. Probably Instagram. It's really the only one I ever check. So go that route.
Write a letter to your local congressman.
There you go.
Guys, I definitely made a statement earlier that if we didn't do a specific topic as our next episode, I wasn't going to be on it.
Right.
And you don't remember what it was?
Forgot what it was.
it was going to be
so it's okay,
it the mascot fight with the best weapon.
Right.
With the fictional weapon.
Disney song by a Christmas villain or the Hunger Games mascot with
Hunger
the
Games.
Weapon.
It's Hunger Hold Games.
Yes, we're not doing Hunger the best Disney song by a Christmas villain.
It's a very, very limited category.
Let it go.
But now I want to see. I want to see that.
I was typing very fast.
That's with a twist. Just randomly assigning.
Oh, my gosh.
Hunger Games. So mascots with a fictional Disney weapon. I think that was the one that you...
By a Christmas villain.
My bad.
Let so it bad. Go. She's a villain.
But
Christmas.
She's not a Christmas villain.
Are there any specific Christmas...
Hold on.
Disney movies?
Are we thinking Harry and Marv are going to sing a Disney song?
I don't know. We need to wrap this up, probably.
I don't understand why.
Matt's got to preach in the morning. Let's get going.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us. Please.
Subscribe.
Go to subscribe. Listen.
Download. Don't
tell your friends. You know, all that fun stuff. Or don't. Whatever. We have fun doing this anyway. We hope you guys enjoy it, too.
We respect your choice to not tell your friends that you listen to this.
If you want to do it anonymously, that's fine. Bye-bye.
Things that could have been
lightning
really
round.
Discussions. Oh, sorry. I forgot.
Portal he wonders how he's not the expendable person.
Still irreplaceable.